The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel to Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him, but the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he's speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he's from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he's from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and you also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Here's only one little line that I want you to focus on here this morning, okay? Because this is extraordinary. They tried to arrest Jesus, but nobody laid a finger on him. Nobody laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. So just think about that for a second. The authorities arrest hundreds of people every day, and yet, when it comes time to arrest Jesus, they just sort of don't. Try to imagine what that might look like. Okay, imagine this. You wake up in the morning, you look out your window, and there outside your window is the FBI. And they've come to arrest you. And they've got their papers in hand, and they're walking towards the door, when suddenly, they all just change their minds and go home and have a cup of coffee. That's about the size of it. Did you know that there's 8 times in the Gospels in which people tried to kill Jesus and it just sort of didn't happen? I mean, we all know about the crucifix, right? We all know about that one. But just look through the Gospels sometime and there's at least 8 times in which they try to kill Jesus and it just kind of doesn't happen. You know, after he won up the Pharisees, after he claimed to be God, after he brought out a bullwhip in the temple, remember that scene? And he knocked over the money changers' tables in the temple. They tried to kill him. My favorite example of when they tried to kill Jesus comes from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus is preaching in his hometown in Nazareth. Something that he says upsets the people so much that they form an angry mob and try to throw Jesus off a cliff. It's in the Gospel of Luke. Look it up if it sounds funny. They try to throw him off a cliff. You know what Jesus did instead? He just walked through the crowd and went away. No invisibility cloak, right? No hiding behind a rock. He just walked through the crowd and went away. He says, "Nobody takes my life away from me. I lay it down freely." I think sometimes we get the wrong idea about Jesus' death. I think sometimes we think that Jesus was murdered, when the truth of the matter is, he was a free-willed sacrifice. You want to know why? Because that's what love does. And it's important to remember this little point. Jesus is always in complete control, and God's will always happens, no matter who's trying to stop him from doing it. Always happens. And if I could just give you one tiny little lesson from that today that maybe you could think about, it's this. It's the trust in God means trust in his timing. Have you ever said a prayer and thought to yourself that God didn't hear you? Or maybe God's taking a nap? Or maybe God's on vacation? Or maybe God's not listening? Or maybe the answer is no. Consider this. A lot of times when you say a prayer, the answer isn't no. The answer is not just now. They need more time first. Certain things take time, and there's no way around it. Whenever God makes you wait for anything, it's always because some important growth hasn't happened yet. And the growth is great. We need it. Think about a little seed growing in the ground, right? It's time to become what God made it to be. Think about a little caterpillar inside of a cocoon. Needs time to become what God made it to be. And we need time too at certain hours in life. And this is real important to remember if you want to have faith in God. God is never a moment late, but he's also never a moment early. And sometimes he lets us see what that looks like. Let me tell you a little story here this morning, okay? And I hope I haven't told you this story before, but it's a true story. Priest I know, one day, driving along in his car, when suddenly he runs into the worst traffic jam in all of human history. It's one of those traffic jams where, you know how like you move 100 feet and you're grateful that you got that far? So he's inching along, inching along, inching along, and way off in the distance, he sees an exit sign off the highway. And he thinks to himself, if I can just get to the exit sign off the highway. And he manages to get to the exit sign off the highway, and he's wandering down the road, back streets, trying to find out where he's supposed to go to get back on course, when suddenly he sees a great big red fire truck. Lights flashing. Sees an ambulance. Siren going off, lights flashing, and he slows down, and he looks off to the side, and there in the ditch is an overturned car. Stops his car, gets out, and a woman catches sight of him, catches sight of his collar. And she says, are you a Catholic priest? And he nods, she says, quick, come quickly. So he runs on over, and there down in the ditch is the accident victim. And the woman says, sacraments, you want sacraments? So he quickly gives him the anointing of the sick, apostolic pardon. And they exchange some contact information just to be on the safe side, and he gets back in his car and he drives away. Week later, woman sends him a message. She says, Father, thank you. That man was my brother. And all his life, he was devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And one of the promises of people who are devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is that they will not die without the sacraments of the church. God's timing is perfect. Absolutely perfect. And occasionally, he lets us see. So, you know, just a little lesson for us to take away. And think about this and pray about this. In spite of how things appear, okay, in spite of how things appear, and I know they appear crazy, God is in complete control. And you want to know what our job is? It's really simple. Our job is really simple. Just every moment try to do what God's asking of you. Not in 10 years, not in 2 months, not tomorrow, but right now. You'll never go off course. You have a heart full of peace, and most importantly, you'll do more good than you know. Amen? And God bless you too.